You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So you have Gnevas Das, Tais for Sin. Go over that little piece. So we'll do a little split shear, a little Gnevas Das.
Well, people are very worried about Gnevas Das. They realize that when you're stealing money from somebody, you're also being kind of Das. He doesn't know you're stealing from him.
Yeah. Gnevas Das is usher by a guy. Gneva is also usher by a guy. We paskin. The Gneva, it's a machlokes paskin. It's the rice of the Rabban. If Gneva is Gneva, Zayla, if a guy is the rice of the Rabbanan. Some hold it's only the Rabbanan, some it's the rice. So if Gzayla is only the Rabbanan, Gneva's dash should also be the Rabbanan. It's hard to say that Gneva's dash be more common than Gzayla. Like, since says every Gneva is. Gneva, not Gzayla. Gzayla is not really Gneva's Das because
he knows
Gneva is a little Gneva's Das.
It's very counterintuitive. Sometimes you think you're making peace.
Right, okay,
yeah,
so that's.
It's hard to really make out what the Gemara is. He's trying to mold it. It's, yeah, it's very.
So let's look at the Gemara in Sadi Dalet. Let's look a little bit and go through the Sugya. Yeah. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Tanya, six lines before the wide lines in Sadidal and Malav. Your Meya Oimer, the Meya used to say, I strive on the Chaver Litzoretzla, invite someone to eat in your house, and you know he can't make it. That's classic Gnevas Das. You know he's not going to come, and you're inviting him, and your motive is this way he owes you one. So that's not good. But there's so few Gemaras, here's a Gemara today. Shalalech. So, when Sadi Dalit, six lines before the wide lines, you give him a big gift, and you know he's not going to accept it. Again, Gnevas Daita. The low yiftach lo chavya samchurus lechemvani. Here you're opening a new barrel of wine. So normally it's you open a barrel of wine, the wine starts getting ruined, but you sold the wine anyway. So he thinks you opened it special for him, but you sold the wine anyway, so you're opening it anyway. So lo yiftach lo chavya samchurus lechemvani. MK hodio, you have to tell him. MK hodio. We'll see the theorists in a minute. We'll learn Taisis, then we'll discuss the Shaila. As I always asked, you know, I mentioned when I was in Lakewood a few weeks ago and Pesach Krohn was sitting Shiva, so I came to Menachem Avlon. So my first words to him was, I had a wedding tonight in Lakewood, so I figured I have to come to be Menachem Avlon to you. So I don't want to be going to night, so I don't want to think I came to Lakewood. So I right away told him, I have a wedding tonight in Lakewood, so I figured I'll step in and be my, I think I have to come.
You felt good about it.
No, the wants you to come.
Okay, so let's look at the sugya, Chaim. So, Chaim says you burst his bubble, but let's look at this.
Burst his bubble. It's not necessarily.
So let's look at the rules.
I know when
Rebbe
came to be in Montreal, there was no wedding.
No, I came. I told Yossi I came special to Montreal. But Yossi was not. I didn't have a wedding in Montreal. Yeah, I wasn't going to night for Yossi. I came special to Montreal. Lo yomalo so shemin mipach reikon. You don't tell him to use the oil from an empty pach because, and you know he doesn't need it. Again, Gnevas Das. But it says, Mshokvodo Mutta. If you're doing it for the covet of the guy, so then you're allowed to do it.
Does that go back on all the cases?
Yes, I think so.
Here,
yes.
Says
they're all the same.
So
Rashi says, what's the aside of Gnevas Das? The last five words in the Rashi, v'nimtza machzik lo yitov v'chinam. You're acquiring a gratitude. Machzik lo yitov. We don't want people to get gratitude for no reason. You're fooling him means that he's machzik lo yitov v'chinam. Rishu kvodo mutter. But if you're doing it to honor the guy, kvodo it's mutter. What's the heter? He's a sachinam. What's the head of machzik toiv? Shul kvoido. Did somebody say it's covered abrius? Or...
Because he doesn't really owe you anything if you're doing it for his covered.
No, it could be owe you anything, but it's not tchina. I'm giving him covered. So let him be machzik toiv for a little bit for me. Because if I'm doing nothing for him, but here I'm giving him covet. So I earned the gratitude. Any faith the Gemara. It's neutral. I don't think it's, I mean, it's blowers, but it's air. It's air. Any, they know that you always like, you like air, Chaim.
No,
yeah.
No, I don't like
it. Okay, that's
it.
That's it. That's it. Chaim, you're Baal Bifus. Any last skinny line. Ula Iklebe Rav Yehuda. Ula Winter Rav Yehuda. Paslach Vesam Chosachan Vani. And he opened it, and the Gemara thought he didn't say anything. So my answer is, Odu Yode. He told him, you know, I'm not opening for you, I sold them anyway. Iva Seima. Ah, this is going to be another steerer. Shani Ula, the Chavle Rav Yehuda. He loved, Uli, Rav Yehuda loved him. So if you would do it anyway, then you don't have to worry about
cheating him, because that's what you do. You would do it.
Though. Right.
Is that comparable to Chavle?
L'chayra, they're both heterim. Covet is a heter, if you would have done it anyway. So I don't have to tell you I'm not opening it for you, because I would have opened it for you. So even though...
So that would have been a lie to tell him that you didn't know.
Now we're going to have a steer in the Gemara. See, the problem is there's a steer from Amar Aleph to Amid Beis. So look at Amid Beis. Rashi has the kasha, Tosis has the kasha. So, you know, this you saw on the daf, Rashi is the steer. Say, Rashi Navi is steer, it's on the same blot. You know, it's 10 blot away, he won't ask it usually, but if it's on the blot, so Rashi is the steer. The Gemara says, let's look at the one before. Heich Machrozina, you announce, remember we had the sugya, places they announce, there's a treifa. So they announce it. They announce there's a treifa in the marketplace. This way Yidden know, this way, what does it help the announcement?
Not to buy
from Goyim. Heich Machrozinin. I mean, Nafal Bisra L'Bnei Chela. They say meat came for the soldiers, the Goyish soldiers. So why don't you say it's a treifa? What do you have to just say it, you know, in a way that the Goyim won't understand? Say nafal treif the bechela beats. So lo zavni. So they won't buy it because.
But they catch on after a couple of times.
You mean even if you say nafal bisra, they'll catch on.
Yeah, you're saying the same.
Well, yeah, okay, but it probably doesn't happen that often. It doesn't happen that often. Freit gemar kamatilu ganav das gnatilu. You're fooling them because this way they think it's kosher meat. You're just saying to them, they don't think it's a treifa. God, they say, says, they're fooling themselves. They should have asked. Is it kosher? So again, you're not fooling him. They're fooling themselves. Inu de kamati nafshai. Now, the Gemara tells this story, this classic story. Mazut Beit Rav Nachman was going from a town called Sichra to Beit Mechuzah. The Rav Safra going the opposite direction. And this Marzutra figured that these two guys are going out to greet him.
Right.
That's what he assumed. So he said to them, it's such an honor. Why'd you have to bother like to go out and greet me? So only Rav Safra, someone burst his bubble. So Safra 10, I don't love Yadin and Dikasi Mar. We didn't know you were coming. If we knew you were coming, we would have been matriach even more.
So the Gemara doesn't address that point. I mean, he's sort of making it up. But he burst his bubble, but then he's saying, if we would have known.
Right.
So the Gemara doesn't address that.
So the Chor, Rashi and Tosis has the Stira. If you would have done it anyway, we just learned in Amud Aleph. If you would have done it anyway, then it's Mutter.
Yeah. Right.
So Tosis, Rashi doesn't ask that cash.
Yeah, but the whole thing was accidental. I mean, nobody planned anything.
Right.
So you go to be Menachem with somebody, you're planning your thing. Here they ran into each other.
Yeah.
Maybe he's what?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about it when we see. Let's see more details of the Gemara. No, I'm sorry. You don't.
Is it Tosis or Gemara?
First, we're doing the Gemara. Then we'll do the Rashi and the Tosis. I'm at Safra. So he said, but Safra burst his bubble. He said, "I didn't know. We didn't come to greet you. If we knew you were coming, we'd have done more tercha." So Amle Rava, So Rava said to him, why'd you burst his bubble? My Thomas Lam said, you made him feel very badly. So he says, Amalei. So he said, of course I had to tell him. If we don't tell him, we're being mad to him. We're being going to Vitaito. He'll think
why?
We
they're
did.
They're going to go opposite ways after this.
No. Matina Mata means he's going to think that they gave him so much covet.
But he's going to see right away. They were going to sit.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, they're going opposite ways.
Doesn't matter. He still would have seen it.
You perceive whatever you want to perceive for 5 minutes.
First of all, you would have known it anyway.
What?
Because if a person goes, especially for that reason, then he could decide, I want to go someplace else while I'm here.
You're saying it's not right. Could be just went to greet him.
I'm going to Canada to visit him, and then I'm
once you're in Canada, so maybe.
Hasidic Rebbe from Eretz Yisrael came, and in Brooklyn, when you go there, naturally, there's a cemetery there. On the cemetery, they had all these red lights because it was Kratzmach and all these things. As soon as he got to the base Meretz, he said, I can't believe all the coverage you guys gave me by putting out lights. Lighting the whole way and stuff like that. Were you mechuyev to tell him that it was for Kratzmach? No.
Yeah, but who's being good? I mean, they thought they did it. You mean this kind of shayla?
Yeah.
So Gemara answers, "Iyu de katavati nafshi." We didn't fool him. So he said, "No." This Amar said, "This is the Gemara's raya that we didn't fool him. It was his. He fooled himself.
Right.
What did he think? He had no right to think that we went out to greet him." People are going on the road, so the fact that he thought, this is not Gneva Stas, he tricked himself.
Different cases is circumstantial.
So Rashi is.
If a person has a right to assume.
So let's see in Rashi. So Rashi is the stira, Taisus. The two stiras in this Gemara, the two kashas, two Taisus on the bottom. Rashi, Inu the Komati and Avshayo, the last skinny lines, the Lomish, oh, I'm sorry, that's the case with the Trefa. You announce his meat in the marketplace. So they're fooling themselves. So, freight Rashi, Vaidik Tani Leel, Neshimatei, B'mochlo B'scheska Shkuta, and Amar Aleph, it says, if you sell meat B'cheska Shkuta, so you're fooling them. Who asked them to in the Matei Anav Shayo? The Gemara Amar Aleph, besides that case with opening the wine, it says, if you sell meat to a guy, b'cheska shuta, it's gneivas das. I want you to say, b'cheska shuta, and v'chein b'cheska z'mchurs l'chem money, tom alo b'shvilcha ni poscham. So Rashi answers, teretz.
Because he has a right to assume that's
shuta. That's Tais Pshat. Rashi answers a different teretz. Tom alo b'shvilcha ni poscham. He said, b'shvilcha ni poscham. It's a pella. You think they did that with Ula and Rav Yehuda? He told him it wasn't even true. Rashi's teretz is tamua. Tosfos asks, "Inu dekamat elav shayu." So now we had other rules. When do you say "Inu dekamat elav shayu"? According to Rashi, unless you tell him, unless you mislead him, then whatever he so pirush rekunches. I domei shemat eyu. In those two gemaras, b'mochal b'ches shchuta v'chem paros chavis l'mechus l'mechanvoni. So that Rashi answers, it's very shver. Sh'omalo b'shvilch ani poscha. He told him, I'm coming special for you. He told him that I'm opening him for you. It's a pella. It says you have to tell him that you're not opening it for him. Vice the if you don't say anything, em kein hodia. So shouldn't say hodia. She says as long as you don't say anything. I have no oud from that story with Rabbi Yehuda, the case of Yehuda and Ula. You think he told Ula he's opening it for him? He lied. The Vadish Leo Mateo, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda didn't trick him.
He said it, and you didn't deny it. He said, you gave me so much covet. So you, at that point, you have an obligation to say, no.
No, that's a different story. This is not Amar Aleph. This is not where he said anything. There's a story with the barrel. The story in Amar Aleph, second wide line.
Why isn't it
going to be
this by
going? You know, look, the Pesach of course, he didn't say anything.
It's a Shavuot Tasa. Why isn't it a Shavuot Tasa? It's an indirect type
you
of thing.
You just open up.
I open up the thing. I'm not telling you, I'm not misleading you, I'm not doing anything. It's Shavuot Tasa. I'm not doing overtly.
It's right. Misleading. It's
do
misleading.
Do I have to know the psychology of the person I'm doing it for?
You mean, will he? Will yeah. he? What will he think? I mean, yeah. do I have to assume?
Do I have to enter the
so,
mind?
So let's see how Tosis learns. Lechech nir.
Depends what the circumstances. If it's obvious.
So look at Tosis. So Tosis, let's see Tosis. Lalach, I would paskin like Tosis. So this is the Shaila. Like, if you're going to be Menachem of in Borough Park, forget Lakewood. So I don't know if Rabbi Krohn would have thought I'm not so close to him. He would have had a mean I came to Lakewood to be Menachem of him. But Brooklyn, you go to some Menachem in Brooklyn, and some cases I would have gone anyway, and some cases I wouldn't have gone. I only step in, I'm in Brooklyn, I might as well. So he says, L'chachner, the awesome bistam of an Amar Aleph, not like Rashi, it's bistam with the barrels. Because they ain't l'orech l'asuki adait in mechus l'chem v'anir. You don't assume, there's no reason to assume, when he opened the wine, so you assume he's opening it for you, you don't have to, that's Gneivas Datz, that's not your Atei HaNafshei.
Right.
You opened the wine for me, so I think you did it for me. I'm supposed to think that you sold the wine in the store? It's not something you would expect
he
someone to think of.
He did open it for him, he just had another reason.
Well, that's the next dice. See, Mecham to the next dice. See, that's far. Hold that far yet. Hold on to it for another minute.
Hold on to your anger for a minute.
So this dice, you have to know, should the guy assume, if I come, you come to Brooklyn, I come to Brooklyn, Aleinu to Nachum Avil someone. Says, you think he's not supposed to think that I had a wedding in Brooklyn? Or is that saying no? You have to know, is that every case, you have to judge, is should the guy think? Tosfos says.
Judge it by the guy, or do you judge it by the.
The guy, if you want, and by the case. You know, it's when Pashtus, if you go into some Nachum Avil, he's not supposed to think that you have a wedding. So I would say this is like the Maran Amar Aleph. Here you have to tell him, maybe. Because Stam, he doesn't think when you come to visit some Nachum Avil, he thinks he came to Nachum Avil. He's. Just like here, he doesn't think you sold the barrel in the Chemvani. How's he supposed to know or think? Why should he think I have a wedding? Well, I have weddings often in Brooklyn, but people sell barrels of wine. But there's no reason to think that way. See here, what happened over here? You meet two guys in the road. Why are you thinking they're coming to greet you? See?
That's the level the person was on, because he would even think that people would go out to meet him.
Yeah, so it's a little guy for me. Aval hachi, he bar lasugah daitid, the trefa he. By the case of the treifa, the guy should think that maybe it's a treifa. And here there was no reason to think. So that's Tosis' principle.
So again,
the principle is psychology. The psychology. What's the guy going to think? Now, in the case when somebody when you pass someone in the road, somebody came out in the road, you thought he's coming to greet you. What was the indication? There's no, that's his pretentiousness.
That's
not, I'm not Gneivas Das. I'm not being going to Daito because, now, I mean, you know, the others are arguing, but what am I supposed to do? The question is, do I have to tell him? I don't want him to be in debt for me for no reason. So if somebody's in debt to you for no reason, you have to tell him. See, Chaim was saying, Shev Al Tasa, what do you want from me? I'm just on the I go on the road, I meet you, and now I say, oh, that's so nice you went to greet me. So the Gemara says,
Well, when he does that, you know, in other words, when he comes out and says, oh, so nice to come and greet you, then perhaps you can get it down a little bit.
So,
but you don't have to preempt anything. Why do you have to preempt?
Let's say he's going
you have to preempt it. They want to preempt it. What?
He
said the Shtikr Koydor is not a
radical. This is a Shtikr Koydor. If he didn't say anything,
it's a number.
He made a mistake, but now you're encouraging that mistake.
You're obligating him to come to your wedding.
Don't you expect somebody to say no?
Exactly,
it's not true.
That's to make
you
think that he has
you to find out. You mean, what's the case? Yeah. The case is, I went to a family.
You're going anyway.
Went to a family wedding, and in the hall next door,
see, stop in.
So he thinks you came all the way to the same hospital to him. But really.
Now, in that case, see, I'm claiming, to me, it looks like, from this thesis, that the rule is, whether the guy should assume, the guy's supposed to assume I did it for him. So the case of the opening of the barrel of wine, he has no reason to think that you sold it in the store and that's why you opened it. So he has rightfully, it's not yudate anafshe, it's a normal person. Stop. It would be normal to think, oh, you opened it for me. But when you meet a guy in a road, so you assumed that the guy came to greet you, so you have to say anything. Even the guy's saying, oh, it's so nice, and keep quiet. He fooled himself, it's his business. I'm not going to Daito. It's his. So, see, you're tiny a good slur. Once he says that, you say, hey, one second, don't.
Let me clarify.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
Right.
This guy said, kid, what? Keep quiet. You're fooling him. I'm not fooling him. He fooled himself. So even though he fooled himself.
The guy was opening the barrel, he is already doing something.
So one second, that's the next
Tosis.
That's the next Tosis. Now, wait for that. So we don't want to confuse the two Tosis. So the first Tosis on the subject is, when do we say that you're supposed to realize? When do you say that you're fooling yourself? Well, I'm fooling you.
It's very hard to know.
So right, it's not so clear. The question is, it's a psychological question. I would say most people, you come to Nachum Avihu, they think they came for you. You think, oh, he must have, was he supposed to think that I, so it's like the case here with the barrels. He doesn't think he opened it for the storekeepers. But when you meet a guy in the road, there's no reason to think that he came out to greet them. Guys walking.
Unless I was thinking they didn't travel those roads. Those roads are really not traveled that.
But that's not the case here. The case here, that's the raid to go to Mechuz. They may have been on the road. So he had no reason to believe that he did it for them. So he was not fooling himself. Now the bottom test. He would have done it anyway. See, here's the question is, if a guy had a wedding and a guy said, so nice, he came from Lawrence, and I would have gone anyway. But let's say I would have gone anyway, do I have to tell him? So let's learn the Tosis and we'll pass in that
telling the truth when he said that?
Of course! You think the lawyer's here?
He meant to say I would have gone?
No, so then in this case, he said I didn't come for you, but he said, of course he wasn't lying.
I thought maybe he's just trying to make him feel
good. Chas v'shalom.
Now he's really doing right and does.
No, it was truthful. He meant to say, we didn't come to greet you. It happens to be we didn't, but we certainly would have done more for you. The bottom Tosis says, welcome at Tanina Lay. We said in Amar Aleph, if you do it anyway, there's no Gneva Sadas. And we just had the Gemara. If you do it anyway, the Gemara says he loved him and he would have blah, 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 by opening the barrels. See, even the guy, he didn't open it for him, but you don't have to say it anyway because you would have done it anyway. So here the guy says he would have done it anyway. So why are they saying it's Gneva Sadas? So we have two steers, it's a double steer at the bottom choices. For Ains at Toys, it's not the name of Stas, it's not a Toys. Kivin the Bavochi Obim Lichvoida. So they didn't come to being given covet, but they would have done it anyway, so who cares if they didn't do it? It says in the Gemara, we would have done more. The Kaigavna Minal El, steering Gemaras. If he would have opened it up anyway, Shani Ula Chay Rabbi Yehuda, and he would have opened it even if he didn't sell it in the store. So why is this as a steer? So Tosis answers, you've been saying the Svar Chaim Levin, you Tzvi, but now this is where the Svar belongs. He says, V'yeshlam, d'lo domi klal, totally dissimilar. D'le'el, need the lake of Pseida kol kach, b'mesha poscha. I opened the barrel for him. I opened the barrel. Did I open it for him? Yes. Now, it's not such a big loss, because I sold it in the store anyway. But l'maisa, I did open the barrel for him. In the case of the wine, you opened the barrel for him. Now, he thought, he didn't know you were going to sell it. But l'maisa, I did it for him. L'maisa, I opened the barrel for him. I didn't know when I sell it in the stores, I opened for the stores. I opened for you. Now, it's not a big loss if I'm not selling it, so it's going to start rotting in my basement, so it's not a big loss. You did it for him, and you would have done it anyway for him. Now, in this case, there wasn't a big loss, but you would have done it for him even if it was a big loss, so you don't have to be quiet. You can be quiet. Here he didn't do it. He said, you came out to greet me. They didn't come out to greet him. They didn't do anything for him. They didn't do anything. Tosis makes a chiluk. I think you were saying this, Svara. Vela, my sir.
The one I held back on.
Yeah. Okay,
reserve.
Save it.
Reserve.
Reserve. So that's what Tosis uses this far. Now, I'm thinking like this. I had a discussion. I was talking to a young man today in the Beis Medrash. I was looking for a sefer, something. I thought I had a tshuva on this subject. And I look. I thought maybe I found a tshuva on this. These shilas. Where do they speak about in the tshuvas? So somebody sent me to a tshuva. It wasn't there. I had a wild group. So I was talking to someone. So he said, look, you went 5 minutes out of your way. You're at a wedding. The Beis Avel is 5 minutes out of your way. So I said, listen. The guy said, it's so nice he came from Lawrence. The guy said, it's so nice he came from Lawrence to the five towns.
My other argument, because he made this statement, imposes an obligation to say it.
So it looks like I came from Lawrence. So now, the Shalom, see, I did come special to him, so I want to know which case is this, because I did come special for him. It wasn't in the Chasno hall.
He said Lawrence, so he assumed
you traveled 2 hours each way.
When you stepped out of Israel, you're going to go to both. You're going to go to what's his name? To be Menachem of them?
But I only went to Brooklyn for I didn't come to Brooklyn for him. I wouldn't have gone. So again, there are two cases. If I would have gone anyway to Brooklyn. So we have two Shilas here, the two Tysus. I would have gone in the case where I would have. Some cases is I wouldn't have even gone. I happened to be in Brooklyn. You're ruining the whole Nicham Avelim. It's like you just killed the whole Nicham Avelim. So I don't remember if I told the guy when this happens, I go over the sugya. I have to chazer this sugya and figure
it
out.
You're very delicate about how you say it.
You, I wouldn't have done it.
But I'm here for you.
You? No, I wouldn't have done it. But I'm here anyway.
So
after the whole scene, I'm going to tell you a story about the Brisker Road.
For Nicham Avelim, you don't have to say, now you owe me one.
Now you owe me one. There is a Karsa Tov, the Machzik Tov. There are Machzik Tov.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.